Welcome to Discipleship 24/7. I'm your host, Mr. Blake. We're going to do something different. You know, I got stuff dialed in on the blog, on Discipleship 24/7 blog. We're getting the YouTube dialed in, and then I know the podcast kind of seemed like hit or miss. We're trying to get that dialed in. With the podcast, there has been some technical issues with the live streaming on podcasts, and it's just having a hard time connecting to the server. And so majority of the podcast for now has been uploaded. And then I was thinking, you know, trying something different, and that is trying to do a midweek study. And so I thought, well, why not do it with the podcast? Let's try to get the podcast, you know, in the light as well. And so tonight we're doing the midweek study. We're looking at Psalm 100. Very short psalm, but it has a lot packed in here. And I'm going to read this from the NLT Bible and follow along as I read. Just Psalm 100 says, "Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him, sing with joy." Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us. We are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go into the courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Praise His name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and His faithfulness continues to each generation. Only 5 verses. But something to point out with Psalm 100. Something to point out. Something to share. And you know, it's simple. We see it says, worship the Lord with gladness. You know, acknowledge that the Lord is God. That is something that we really, I think, forget. We forget to acknowledge the Lord is God. You know, we forget that Trinity. And I think we'll touch on that. In the future of Discipleship 24/7, because you know the discipleship journal is focusing on, you know, key points of what does it mean to be a disciple. And I think, and how I see it, when I think disciple, it means, you know, we have to be students. We need to study the word. We need to study, what does it mean to be a follower? What does it mean to be a brother, a sister in Christ? And so we've been focusing on things in that definition or that in that guidance in the discipleship journal on the blog. And that's monthly. You know, the big thing is we're talking about how positive church attendance is. And so when we look and we think about church attendance, it says, Lord is God. He made us, we are His people. Verse 4 kind of reflects and ties in with church attendance. Because it says, enter His gates with thanksgiving. So we need to enter. You know, we should enter the church with thanksgiving. You know, be thankful that we're able to enter the church. Some countries do not have a church. Some countries really close that down, you know, of entering anything that represents a church. And then it says, go into His courts with praise. We need to praise. Praise God. You know, we need to give Him praise. We always see things happening around us that didn't go according to plan, that didn't have any positive aspects of it. But we always have a reason to rejoice. And that's why we need to go into the courts with praise. And the end of verse 4 says, give thanks to him and praise his name. We need to give thanks. There's tremendous reasons to rejoice. You know, for waking up each day. For having be able to have a copy of the Bible in our hands. To be able to see our brothers and sisters in Christ on Sundays. To be able to fellowship. To be able to worship. To be able to share God's word. To be able to see a sunrise. To see a sunset. You know, we're able to greet each day. You know, start the day. So we have a tremendous amount of reasons to rejoice, you know. Thank you for answering the prayers. Thank you for giving me strength. Thank you for giving me guidance, direction, giving me a strong will. And, you know, it goes deeper than that. Because I want to point out some other things that, you know, we're under God's continual care. You know, in the book of Matthew, it tells us, do not worry about tomorrow, right? Don't worry about tomorrow. God will take care of the birds. He will take care of you and me. And so we shouldn't worry about tomorrow. We shouldn't worry about Thursday. We shouldn't worry about Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, next week, next month. We shouldn't worry. I know some of us do, but we shouldn't. And because we're under His care. God knows what's on our prayers. He knows what's on our hearts. He knows what's on our minds. Even what we call in church ministry, you know, those that don't want to share openly, we call that the unspoken prayer. And I always like to lift that up, the unspoken prayer, you know, because God knows. God knows the prayers that haven't been said in a room filled with people. And He's we're under His care. And we're going to experience, you know, each day, His love. We're going to experience His comfort, His peace. His mercy, His compassion, His, you know, love, His love for us. And so we have so much to rejoice, so much to be thankful for, so much for that. And so when we look at that, we should be filled with gratitude, filled with praise every time that we come, you know, to church, that we come to, you know, a study, that we come to Him in prayer. We should be filled with gratitude and praise, you know, just filled with it. And you know, it's awesome to, the other thing that really gets you filled with it is when you talk and chat with other brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, when you chat with them. And when you, you know, talk with them, you can get filled in encouragement from them, because many of them are filled with the gratitude and praise. They're filled with thanksgiving. They're filled with, you know, the peace that Christ gives us. And, you know, just reading Psalm 100, you know, just reading Psalm 100, you know, we can realize that, you know, this is a psalm of thanksgiving, a psalm to rejoice, you know, a psalm of you know, gratitude, praise. And we need to also remember that God doesn't stop showing His compassion, His mercy, His love. He doesn't stop showing us that. And so He doesn't stop showing us that. And He keeps His promise. And He keeps His promise. And that is something very important to us. Because things in this world promise us something in return. Things in this world promise us. Things in this world offer us things. You know. And so it's very, very positive to know that God keeps His promise. But we need to continue to call on Him, continue to seek Him, continue to dig into the Word, continue to pray, continue to study, continue to apply the Word in our life, in our relationship with God. And if we keep those things going, then we're going to find it easy. We're going to find it that we can make a list of gratitude and praise. We can make a list of reasons to rejoice. We can make a list of thanksgiving. And so, that is my encouragement for this midweek study, is that we just look at Psalm 100, read it over, and think about how much that God has continuing care for us. It sometimes feels like God is not in control with things happening in this world, but we know from Scripture that God is in control. He has shown us care, love, mercy, compassion. He has taken care of our needs before we even come and submit them as prayers. God knows what's on our hearts. God knows what we worry about, what we pray. May you read the psalm as a thanksgiving. May we be encouraged with this psalm to shout for joy, to sing to the Lord. And maybe we be encouraged as we enter the church with joy, as we share with others joy, as we sing and rejoice. May you be encouraged this week to spend long time alone with God in the Word. May you just be encouraged to dig into the Word a little longer. May you be encouraged to go to a Bible study. Encourage to fellowship a little longer in church. And see and find the reasons. Or write down the reasons that you have to rejoice. Amen. Amen. We just thank you for this time we have together, Father. We just thank you for the time that we dig into the Word, that we look at the passage, and we just praise and thank you. And we just encourage one another that we can share this psalm of thanksgiving, that we could find reasons to rejoice, find reasons to be grateful, to feel gratitude and be praised. We thank you for never stop showing us compassion, mercy, love in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me for this midweek study. Have a blessed week, and find reasons to rejoice.